Hello, listeners, and welcome to our insightful episode titled The Pros and Cons of the Affordable Care Act. I'm your host, Sarah, fluent in the language of healthcare policy and excited to guide you through today's discussion. The Affordable Care Act, ACA, commonly referred to as Obamacare, stands as one of the most significant pieces of healthcare legislation in recent American history. Its impact on the nation's healthcare system has been profound, yet it remains a subject of intense political polarization. This polarization is not just a matter of policy differences but a reflection of the deeply held beliefs and priorities that shape America's political landscape. Political polarization surrounding the Affordable Care Act. The ACA's journey through the halls of Congress and its subsequent implementation has been anything but smooth, primarily due to the sharp political divide it has engendered. The law's proponents herald it as a monumental step toward universal health care, while its detractors criticize it for what they perceive as government overreach and economic inefficiency. This polarization transcends mere political rhetoric, seeping into the fabric of American society and influencing how individuals perceive the law, beyond its practical implications. General public opinion based on party lines. Public opinion on the Affordable Care Act has consistently mapped onto party lines, a testament to the politicization of healthcare in the United States. According to a 2023 Kaiser Family Foundation poll, an overwhelming 90% of self-identified Democrats approve of the Affordable Care Act, viewing it as a vital safeguard for the vulnerable and a necessary step towards a more equitable healthcare system. In contrast, 70% of self-identified Republicans disapprove of it, often citing concerns about personal liberty, fiscal responsibility, and the sanctity of the free market. This dichotomy in public opinion is not just a matter of policy preference but an emblem of the broader ideological chasms that characterize American politics. And that brings us to the end of our episode on The Pros and Cons of the Affordable Care Act. I hope our discussion today has provided a clearer understanding of this complex and critical topic in healthcare policy. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to subscribe for more thought-provoking discussions. I'm Sarah, signing off, and reminding you to stay engaged, informed, and proactive in your healthcare journey. Until next time, take care. Importance of individual priorities in assessing the ACA. When it comes to assessing the ACA, individual priorities play a crucial role. The law's multifaceted nature means that it touches upon various aspects of healthcare and, by extension, various facets of people's lives. For some, the ACA's provisions for pre-existing conditions offer a lifeline, a guarantee of security in an uncertain world. For others, the individual mandate represents an unwelcome intrusion into personal autonomy. Thus, one's evaluation of the Affordable Care Act often hinges not just on its practical outcomes but on the principles and values one holds dear. Overview of the ACA's significant transformation of the healthcare system. Despite the political controversies surrounding it, there's no denying that the Affordable Care Act has fundamentally transformed the American healthcare system. Its broad spectrum of reforms, from the expansion of Medicaid to the establishment of health insurance marketplaces, has reshaped the landscape of healthcare accessibility, affordability, and quality. The law's provisions, such as the protection for those with pre-existing conditions and the extension of parental coverage for young adults, have had tangible impacts on millions of Americans. The ACA has not only altered the mechanics of healthcare delivery but also sparked a national conversation about the role of healthcare in society and the responsibilities of government in ensuring the well-being of its citizens. 2. Understanding the ACA's structure. The Affordable Care Act, ACA, commonly known as Obamacare, is a landmark health reform law that has significantly altered the landscape of healthcare in the United States. A common source of confusion has been the terminology used to refer to this law. It's crucial to clarify that Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act are synonymous, both referring to the same comprehensive healthcare reform legislation enacted in 2010. The three-legged stool model of the ACA. At the heart of the ACA's structure is what policy experts often refer to as the three-legged stool model. This framework was designed to create a balanced and sustainable healthcare system by addressing critical areas of health insurance and care. Let's delve into each leg of this model to understand the foundational pillars of the ACA. 1. Regulation of insurers for better coverage. A cornerstone of the Affordable Care Act is the stringent regulation of insurance companies. These regulations were implemented to ensure that Americans received better coverage and were protected from unfair insurance practices. One of the most significant rules is the requirement for insurers to cover individuals with pre-existing conditions, ensuring that no one is denied coverage due to their health history. Additionally, the Affordable Care Act mandated that health plans cover a set of essential health benefits, including emergency services, maternity care, and mental health services, thereby raising the standard of what health insurance must provide. 2. Individual mandate for insurance purchase. The second leg of the ACA's stool is the individual mandate, a provision that required all Americans to have health insurance or face a penalty. This mandate was crucial in ensuring that both healthy and sick individuals were part of the insurance pool, thus spreading out the costs and risks more evenly. The rationale behind this mandate was to prevent a scenario where only those who needed healthcare would purchase insurance, which would lead to skyrocketing premiums and an unsustainable insurance market. 3. Subsidies and Medicaid expansion for affordability. Recognizing that affordability is a critical barrier to healthcare access, the Affordable Care Act introduced subsidies and Medicaid expansion. These measures were aimed at making health insurance more affordable for low- and middle-income individuals and families. Subsidies, in the form of tax credits, were provided to help people purchase insurance through the newly established health insurance marketplaces. Moreover, the Affordable Care Act allowed states to expand their Medicaid programs to cover more low-income individuals, significantly increasing the number of Americans with health coverage. Impact and evolution of the ACA's structure. The ACA's structured approach to reforming the healthcare system has had far-reaching effects. Millions of Americans gained health coverage, and the quality of insurance plans improved. However, the ACA's structure has also faced challenges and changes over time. Notably, in 2017, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act effectively eliminated the individual mandate penalty, raising concerns about the stability of the insurance markets. 3. Adapting to ACA amendments. The Affordable Care Act, ACA, a pivotal piece of legislation in the U.S. healthcare system, has undergone significant changes since its inception. One of the most notable shifts came in 2017 with the elimination of tax penalties associated with the ACA's individual mandate. A. Elimination of tax penalties for not buying health insurance. The individual mandate, a critical component of the Affordable Care Act, required all Americans to have health insurance or face a tax penalty. This mandate was instrumental in ensuring a balanced risk pool by encouraging both healthy and sick individuals to purchase insurance. However, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 effectively removed these penalties starting in 2019, marking a significant change in the ACA's enforcement mechanism. This decision was rooted in a political and ideological debate about the role of government in healthcare and individual freedom of choice. B. The unclear long-term impact of this change. The repeal of the individual mandate penalty has led to a period of uncertainty regarding the ACA's future. Experts have raised concerns about the long-term impact of this change on the healthcare system. Without the mandate, there is a risk that fewer healthy individuals will purchase insurance, potentially leading to higher premiums and a less stable insurance market. Moreover, there is a possibility of an increase in the number of uninsured Americans, which could place additional strain on the healthcare system. However, the full repercussions of this change are yet to be fully realized. Some states have implemented their own individual mandates to counteract the federal repeal, aiming to maintain stability in their insurance markets. Additionally, the ACA's other provisions, such as subsidies and Medicaid expansion, continue to support access to insurance for millions of Americans. 4. Pros of the Affordable Care Act. A. Increase in the number of insured Americans. One of the most notable triumphs of the Affordable Care Act is the dramatic increase in the number of insured Americans. Before the ACA, a significant portion of the population lacked health insurance, which posed serious financial and health risks. The ACA introduced reforms that made health insurance more accessible and affordable, leading to a historic reduction in the uninsured rate. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the ACA helped reduce the uninsured rate from 16% in 2010 to 8.8% by 2020, translating to millions of Americans gaining coverage. B. Improvements in healthcare coverage. The ACA ushered in significant improvements in healthcare coverage, ensuring that more Americans had access to comprehensive and high-quality insurance plans. These improvements include 1. Coverage for pre-existing conditions. One of the most celebrated aspects of the Affordable Care Act is its protection for individuals with pre-existing conditions. Before the ACA, insurance companies could deny coverage or charge exorbitant rates to those with existing health issues. The ACA prohibited such practices, ensuring that everyone had access to coverage regardless of their health history. 2. Expansion of avenues for obtaining health insurance. The ACA introduced health insurance marketplaces, also known as exchanges, providing a platform for individuals, families, and small businesses to compare and purchase insurance plans. These marketplaces facilitated greater transparency, competition, and choice in the health insurance market. 3. Extension of parental insurance coverage for young adults up to 26. Recognizing the unique challenges faced by young adults, the ACA allowed individuals up to the age of 26 to remain on their parents' insurance plans. This provision provided a safety net for millions of young adults as they transitioned from school to the workforce. C. Expanded Medicare and Medicaid. The ACA's impact on Medicare and Medicaid has been profound, significantly expanding coverage and benefits under these programs. 1. Closing of the Medicare donut hole. The Affordable Care Act addressed the Medicare Part D donut hole, a coverage gap that left seniors paying out of pocket for prescription drugs after reaching a certain threshold. The ACA gradually closed this gap, providing substantial relief to seniors on medication. 2. Medicaid expansion in 37 states. The Affordable Care Act allowed for the expansion of Medicaid eligibility, extending coverage to millions of low-income individuals. As a result, 37 states and the District of Columbia have adopted Medicaid expansion, significantly reducing the uninsured rate among the most vulnerable populations. D. Improved health outcomes. The ACA has been instrumental in achieving improved health outcomes across various dimensions. 1. Reduction in hospital infection rates. The Affordable Care Act implemented measures to incentivize hospitals to reduce preventable infections, leading to a marked decrease in hospital-acquired infections and associated healthcare costs. 2. Improved cancer detection and preventative care. By mandating coverage for preventative services and screenings, the ACA has improved early detection rates for cancer and other diseases, leading to better patient outcomes and reduced healthcare expenditures in the long run. 3. Access to prescription drugs. The expansion of coverage under the ACA has made prescription drugs more accessible to a wider segment of the population, enhancing the management of chronic conditions and overall health. E. Improvement in insurance premiums. Contrary to concerns that the Affordable Care Act would lead to skyrocketing premiums, the law has contributed to the moderation of insurance premium growth. By regulating the insurance market, providing subsidies, and creating competitive marketplaces, the ACA has helped keep premium increases in check, making health insurance more affordable for many Americans. V. Cons of the Affordable Care Act. A. Increased insurance costs for some individuals. One of the criticisms of the Affordable Care Act has been the increased insurance costs for certain individuals. While the ACA aimed to make healthcare more affordable overall, some consumers experienced higher premiums, deductibles, and out-of-pocket costs. This was particularly true for individuals who did not qualify for subsidies and had to bear the full brunt of the insurance costs. B. Impact on small businesses. The ACA's implementation also had a significant impact on small businesses, which faced new regulations and requirements. 1. Incentives to keep employee count low. To avoid the employer mandate, which required businesses with 50 or more full-time employees to provide health insurance, some small businesses were incentivized to keep their employee count below the threshold. This sometimes resulted in reduced hiring or converting full-time positions to part-time ones. 2. Requirement to provide health insurance for businesses with 50 or more employees. The employer mandate placed a financial burden on small businesses that crossed the 50-employee threshold, as they were required to provide health insurance or face penalties. This added cost was a point of contention for many small business owners. C. Limited choices in healthcare providers and insurers. Another consequence of the Affordable Care Act was the limited choices in healthcare providers and insurers for some consumers. In certain areas, especially rural ones, there were fewer insurers participating in the ACA marketplaces, leading to less competition and limited options for consumers. Additionally, some patients found that their preferred doctors and hospitals were not included in their new ACA insurance plans networks. D. Persistence of high healthcare costs despite increased insurance coverage. Despite the expansion of insurance coverage, the ACA has not fully addressed the issue of persistently high healthcare costs. The United States continues to spend significantly more on healthcare per capita compared to other developed countries, yet does not always achieve better health outcomes. Critics argue that the ACA did not do enough to tackle the underlying factors driving these high costs, such as the prices of medical services, drugs, and administrative expenses. E. Controversy over the individual mandate. The individual mandate, which required all Americans to have health insurance or pay a penalty, was one of the most controversial aspects of the Affordable Care Act. 1. Removal of the tax penalty. In 2017, as part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, Congress reduced the individual mandate's tax penalty to zero, effectively eliminating it starting in 2019. This change led to concerns about the stability of the insurance market, as healthy individuals might choose to forego insurance without the penalty, potentially leading to higher premiums. 2. Legal challenges and Supreme Court rulings. The individual mandate faced numerous legal challenges, culminating in several Supreme Court cases. In 2012, the Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of the mandate as a tax. However, with the penalty's removal, the mandate's future and the ACA's overall legal standing have been subjects of ongoing legal scrutiny. Conclusion: weighing the pros and cons. The Affordable Care Act has undoubtedly reshaped the American healthcare landscape, bringing both benefits and challenges. While it extended coverage to millions and improved the quality of insurance, it also faced criticism for increased costs, impacts on small businesses, limited choices, persistent high healthcare costs, and controversy over the individual mandate. As the nation continues to debate healthcare reform, understanding the cons of the Affordable Care Act is crucial for informing future policy decisions and striving towards a more effective and equitable healthcare system. As the nation continues to debate healthcare reform, it's essential to stay informed and engaged with the evolving healthcare system. For those exploring their options, TMT Insurance offers a unique opportunity to navigate the intricacies of Obamacare. With a commitment to providing top-notch customer service and treating clients with respect and integrity, TMT Insurance stands as a reliable guide in the often confusing world of healthcare coverage.